No, you know what I mean. I wouldn't prepare anything to preach, but you're always prepared to preach, definitely.
And in this great hymn, Wesley puts his finger on a mighty truth. Look at verse 6. Things that are not.
Amen.
As though they were, thou callest by their name. Present with thee, the future are. And you might have thought that was bad grammar. But he's not talking about future, but the souls that are going to be saved in the future. That's what he's talking about. These souls are already present with thee. Who said he didn't believe in election and predestination?
Glory.
Eh? Who said he didn't? Here it is then. Hallelujah. With thee, the great I am. And so he has you singing and glorying in this tremendous thing. Faith. And this is how it all works, because all that's still future to us is already present with God.
Amen.
And past. Do you see that? This is why. And this is a great link up with Isaiah. Let's go back. I picked up my Bible and came on the verse of it. Here it is. In Isaiah, let's read it together, beloved. In the 42nd chapter, thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 5. Thus saith the God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out. Let's have a look at him. He that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it. He that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I the Lord have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thy hand, and keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light to the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name. And my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing! That's the thing. When you're told, your heart should sing, even though you can't see them. That's right. This is the spontaneity, because they're already present with God, you see.
Amen.
This is it. This is the truth. It's all done. This is the kernel of our gospel. This is the key to it. It's all over.
Amen.
Glory be to God. We Amen. Rejoice, beloved, in the knowledge of God, not in the sight of our eyes.
Amen.
That's right. We rejoice in the fact that it's all already done with God. You see, and this is where it all springs from. This is why, because it's done in God. The future's already encompassed and it's all over. How the Spirit of God generates solid assurance in your heart about something that's going to happen in 10 years' time. But you don't know it's going to happen in 10 years' time. He makes you pray about it so it's going to happen today and tomorrow. You see, because there's no time factor with God. Have you got this?
Amen.
This is how it works. It's as simple as ABC once you get it. Won't you realize it? This is law in the spiritual world. Write it in your book if you're writing notes. Let it get written on your heart, whatever else you do. You see, all the future ones that are going to be saved, you see, these men in Wesley's, they were moving in revival. And they saw that thousands were going to be saved in God, you see, and they already were in the will of God. Now you see, you're already delivered in the will of God. You're already healed in the word of, in the will of God. You see, and when God intends to do this for you, he brings solid assurance of it in your heart. That's faith.
Amen.
Don't you see?
Glory to God.
Look at this, he says. Look, let's go back. Praise him. He said, I created the heavens and the earth. He said, I stretched them out. I did all this, he said. I give breath to the people therein. I give the spirit to the people that walk therein. You couldn't be born if God didn't give you spirit to breathe in and live on this earth. Glory be to God, he's walking. You mustn't think that's the Holy Ghost. He's talking about human spirit now. He's giving this, like the inspired human spirit, into Adam when he breathed in his nostrils. In the beginning, the breath of life. Glory be to God. And this is the great and tremendous truth. He does all this, he said. Praise God. Let's have a look at this. He says, I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness. Hold thine hand and will keep thee and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, to them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that's my name, and all this that I'm telling you about is in it. See? It's all in that name. That's why people get delivered in the name. They get healed in the name of Jesus. You see? They get set free in the name of Jesus. They get saved in the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There's no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. It must happen this way, you see. It must. This is law. Spiritual law. You're having a revelation this morning. See how God functions. And you see, it's all tremendous. He says, I do this. I won't give my praise to a graven image, to another thing, he says in verse 8. Verse 9, he says, the former things have come to pass. Don't keep harping back on those. What we were saying last night, don't keep looking back. Look forward. Praise God. Look forward into God. Looking back breeds nostalgia and disappointment, although you're trying to find foundation for hope. Look forward, praise God, then you're in faith. Amen. You're in faith, then you're moving in spirit and in tune with God. You're anticipating what's already stored up in the heart of God. He wants to bring you to a live thing, a living person, something moving in God. Do you see what he's after? New things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. You that go down to the sea, and all that is in therein, the isles, the inhabitants thereof, let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar inhabit. Let the inhabitants of the rock sing. Let them shout from the tops of the mountains. Let them give glory unto the Lord and declare his praise in the islands. The Lord shall go forth. You see, this is the tremendous thing that he says. He'll go stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. I have long time holden my peace, he says. I've been quiet long enough. Hallelujah. Now he's opening his mouth. He's talking. He's got a man that he can speak through. An Isaiah. A man that says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me. You see? And he's moving in this tremendous thing. He says, I've refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I will make waste mountains and hills and dry up all their herds. And I will make the rivers islands, and I will dry up the pools, and I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. He'll make your crooked limbs straight if you'll want him to. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. He'll make your crooked mind straight. He'll make your crooked spirit straight. He'll make your crooked paths straight. He'll make your crooked nature straight. He'll make crooked circumstances straight. Everything. Wasn't that wonderful? He says he's really moving now, he's got. He's really stirred himself. You see, this is it. He says, I've held my peace too long. Joy, thank you, God, talking like this. Amen. Praise him. Isn't it a marvelous thing when God rises up? They shall be turned deaf. They shall be greatly ashamed that trust in graven images, that say to the molten image, you are our God. Hear ye deaf. Look ye blind that you may see. Who is blind but my servant? For deaf is my messenger that I sent.
who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as the Lord's servant, seeing many things, but thou observest not, opening the ears, but he heareth not. And so he goes on and on and on, and we're up where we were last night again, in the scriptures of truth. But this is the great thing. Things that are not as though they were, thou callest by their name. Present with thee, the future are, all the lot of them. Look in the preceding verse. Faith in thy power, thou seest thy head. For thou this faith hast wrought dead souls. Thou callest from their grave and speakest words from naught. And even if in your own experience, nor you're not yet in the glory and the clarity and the marvel of all the things you may be seeing and hearing in other people, nevertheless, claim it. Get in. Because it's already there in God. It's all done in Christ. It is here now. This is where the devil beats so many people. They look at themselves and say, well, I'm not there yet, but I dare not say it in case I'm lying. Now, my beloved brothers and sisters, you ought to get up and take the word of God.
Yes.
Your own condition is the lie. What he says is the truth.
Yes.
And you ought to move into what he says or what he does and rejoice in it.
Glory.
She's rejoicing as though she's got it all. Well, that's why she has. That's the truth.
Praise God.
Hagen is shouting as though he's already crossed the river. Well, he has.
Amen.
Jesus crossed it for me.
Yeah.
I believe in him, not in me,
yeah.
Not in circumstances.
Amen.
Here's the abandonment, you see. This is where it all rises up. This is a totally different position from continuing in sin and shouting, making a flesh a noise. That's where the right straight in the flesh. Straight away. That's carnality. But into the spirit, when we take the word of God, hallelujah, going with your heart and drag your body after you. That's right. Going with your will and bring your emotions after you. Bring your feelings after you. That's the right thing. This is the way. This is the reversal of the fall. The fall brought everybody down into their own feelings. Man fell out of spirit into the soul. The fall. That's right. Now it's got to be reversed. You've got to bring soul up into the spirit. That's right. Everything's got to come up. The spirit goes with the will. I will do it, says God. That's the spirit talking. And so, well, I feel like doing it. Well, I feel very happy this morning, so I think I'll do something. Soul talking. See? God didn't say, well, I've got a bad head this morning. I feel depressed, so I can't do anything. Don't you see? Nevertheless, he made you a living soul, and he's very concerned about it. Get right up into that tremendous position with God.
Amen.
Things that are not as though they were. Present with him, all the future people and things and situations are. And it's a glorious thing to keep you rejoicing in the fullness of the truth and the revelation of God to your heart. Amen. That's right. Now, I'm not now saying this is the signal for everybody to get up and grab a tambourine and start dancing. That's not what I'm saying. You can if you want, but be careful, you might grab somebody's hat. The thing is to love the Lord and let your heart go and believe God. Believe yourself right out of all your sin and your misery and your bondage and this lie thing that the devil's tied you up in. Amen. Come on, let's rejoice.